WRAL News on Fox 50. Coverage you can count on.
Right now at 8, a live look at Durham. Rain has fallen for several hours and it will continue for much of the day. We have team coverage this morning. Brian Schrader and the WRAL Storm Tracker will monitor road conditions, while meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will have the timeline of the rain.
And I'm Casey Cunningham. Good morning. This morning we are at a new testing site here in Wake County. This is Lake Benson Park. So coming up next, I'm going to talk a little bit about these other sites. Plus, we interview doctors about the next steps after vaccination. That's next.
And we want to give you a live look at the U.S. Capitol this morning. Today, the U.S. Senate will formally receive the article of impeachment, the next steps in the trial just ahead. 8 o'clock on your Monday morning. So happy you're with us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Renee Chu. And look, at this is the view that gets to greet you this morning when you get up on a Monday morning. Very motivating, right? Let's take another view, a live view from the WRAL Storm Tracker on the roads in Gardner. And you can see no rain falling from the sky right at this moment, but there is more rain to come. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is watching the waves of rain.
That's right. More is about to move into our viewing area. We had some rain overnight last night and early this morning, and then a lot of that, at least around the Triangle, has begun to taper off a little bit. Still seeing a band of showers from Goldsboro back now almost to the Sand Hills, with another wave coming out of the southwest, getting ready to move on in. And this will lift up across the entire viewing area. So here we are right at 8 o'clock. By the time we get to 9, 9:30, we'll likely start to see that around the Triangle, and then it continues to lift on up into the northeast, and the rain's going to be with us on and off all day long. And the cold temperatures, too. Here's a look at North Hills, where the rain started to taper off. But look what happened when we saw the rain taper off. We've seen some clouds starting to drop. No fog out there, but a lot of low cloud cover and lower visibility. 2 miles in Southern Pines, 3 in Fayetteville and Clinton. But if it was fog, we would be seeing quarter mile visibility. So your visibility is fine, but we do have those low clouds that often bring us some drizzle, even when it doesn't show up on the radar. We'll continue to see the rain lifting northward across the area through the mid-morning to around lunchtime. Some of that rain may become heavy at times, especially from the Triangle area northward up toward the Virginia line. It continues on through the evening commute and into the evening. And then after that begins to taper off just a little bit. And then we go on a wild roller coaster ride with our temperatures tomorrow. I'll show you that in just a minute. But today is just the opposite. We're just going to hold steady. Temperatures in the low 40s this morning and mid 40s this afternoon. Brian?
8:02 right now, Elizabeth. And as we take a look at traffic this morning, we're starting to see volume building a little bit, maybe a little hint of a delay starting to form now on 40 westbound between the Clayton Bypass and Business 70. Elsewhere, though, traffic's flowing along pretty well. Another backup that we're seeing, this is not because of any kind of volume problem, but really a crash on 40 eastbound. This is right around Rock Quarry Road, and just in the past couple of seconds, as the sensors have updated, we're starting to see those delays building, if you follow the red arrow here, from right around that Garner Road Bridge area all the way down toward Rock Quarry Road. One lane reported blocked in that area. So as you head away from Hammond Road out toward Rock Quarry Road, you'll be running into those delays. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Rock Quarry Road, you'll be on the other side of those backups. Still have that crash with injuries clearing in Cary at Cary Parkway at Rainbrook Drive, but still not seeing any big backups there. Elsewhere around the Triangle, looking good on 540 and the Durham Freeway right now. A delay-free six-minute ride between downtown and I-40 on either side. Back to you.
Some coronavirus metrics in North Carolina are showing encouraging signs. The number of people getting vaccinated is slowly climbing. The number of tests each day is steady. But the good news is fewer tests are coming back positive. WRAL's Casey Cunningham is live in Gardner this morning with a message from doctors. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Ken. Doctors saying the key to fighting COVID-19 is both testing and vaccination. So we're seeing Wake County add testing sites all over the area. So this one today kicks off at 11 here at Lake Benson Park. And as cases and hospitalizations here in our state are dropping, doctors say we still need more people to be vaccinated before we start getting together in groups.
We need a lot more people vaccinated. The protection offered by these vaccines against disease is pretty significant. So I think that's really going to make a big difference. I'm really hopeful that summertime will be a lot different than last summertime.
encouraging to hear. So at this testing site here in Garner, it kicks off at 11 and you can drive through or walk up. There are other locations that the county just added today. So we'll have some more information on WRL.com. Just go to the site, click on this story, and it'll have a list of options if you do need to get a coronavirus test. Casey Cunningham, WRL News, live in Wake County.
A beloved Wake County School staff member has died from COVID-19. Amy Desiremore worked part-time at Apex Friendship High School. Her daughter says she loved working with students and felt it was important for them to feel loved. Desiremore had not been on campus since March. Her family says they have no idea how she contracted COVID. North Carolina's daily coronavirus cases continue to fall. The state reported more than 6,000 new cases in one day. And for the fourth day in a row, we learned of more than 100 deaths. More than 3,300 people are being treated in hospitals for COVID-19. That is the lowest we've seen since late December. Our average new cases hit the lowest point since January 1st at just over 6,300. Our average daily deaths hit 87, and that number continues to climb. The average number of hospitalizations is 3,646.
Today, retired General Lloyd Austin will be sworn in as Secretary of Defense. The 67-year-old led U.S. Central Command until 2016, overseeing military operations in the Middle East. General Austin also served at Fort Bragg. Now he's the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. Now, one of his first directives is to order senior Pentagon leadership to send him reports detailing their efforts to prevent sexual assault and harassment within the military. In addition, he wants to know what accountability measures have been implemented and an assessment on how those implementations are working. Well, President Biden is expected to lift a ban on transgender people in the military this week. The move has the support of Secretary Austin. Former President Donald Trump announced a ban in 2017 of July. It's unclear when President Biden's decision will take effect.
The Kansas City Chiefs will be going head-to-head with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Super Bowl 55.
It's going to be a great experience for me.
To win back-to-back trophies, Mahomes will have to beat Tom Brady. We'll hear from Brady on what he's looking forward to in his 10th Super Bowl appearance. And a well-known Raleigh man is expected to appear before a judge today. Coming up in our next hour of news, the reason one of his employees turned him in to authorities.
You're watching WRAL News, now streaming free. Download and watch live on your favorite devices today. You're watching coverage you can count on with WRAL News.
Mexico's president has tested positive for coronavirus. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says he's being treated and his symptoms are mild. He was seen in public on Saturday and has been criticized for his handling of the pandemic. Hospitals in Mexico City have been near capacity as a surge of cases follow the holiday season. A man accused of threatening Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will appear in court today. Court documents say Garrett Miller of Texas tweeted, "Assassinate AOC." He's also accused of posting a threat about the police officer who shot and killed a Trump supporter during the Capitol attack. Miller is facing 5 federal charges.
The Treasury Department could soon have its first woman at the helm in U.S. history. The U.S. Senate is set to vote to confirm Dr. Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary. President Biden's pick to lead the department passed a preliminary vote on Friday with flying colors. If she's confirmed today, Yellen could immediately get to work on Biden's economic agenda, including his COVID-19 relief package and infrastructure proposals. 8:10 now, the former Marine who went viral for rescuing 6 dogs during Hurricane Florence and even getting the attention of Ellen DeGeneres is now facing charges. The role authorities believe he played in the riot at the U.S. Capitol. And the pandemic has hit local restaurants hard. What you can do this week, though, to help eateries all over the triangle while staying safe. Elizabeth?
And Dual Doppler 5000 radar shows more rain getting ready to push into our viewing area. I'll show you the timeline on FutureCast.
Welcome back. It is 8:13, a gray and dreary start all across the triangle and beyond. Look at this live view of Rocky Mountain. You look at this and you probably don't even want to head outside, but we know it is really dreary out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner says this is going to be with us pretty much all day.
It is. And our temperatures are really not going to budge very much either. So it's just going to feel rather miserable all day long. We've had a little bit of a break in the rain around the Triangle area for the last several hours. We do still have some showers down to the south, but this is a push of more rain that's been down to the south starting to move on in. So we're seeing that around Fayetteville now, starting to move on into Moore County, Lee County, and of course on up into the Triangle here, probably in the next hour to hour and a half. And then it eventually moves on up to the Virginia line. So a lot of rain out there heading our way right now. It's fairly dry across parts of Chatham and Wake County, but you're next in line to see some of that rain moving on in. In southeast Wake County, you can see we have a deck of low cloud cover that has developed and some higher level clouds as well. So even if we were to see a few breaks in the clouds right now, it would not help us out much. So we're looking at this band of rain that's going to be with us today and into tomorrow, and then a little break Wednesday, then Wednesday night into Thursday morning. We've been tracking this potential for a wintry mix. So let's get you caught up on where we are with computer models. Right now, it looks like a very low impact system. This is the system that's affecting us now. This warm front will lift up and maybe help to warm some of us up for tomorrow. Once the system moves on by, we're going to have the potential for some colder air. You can see some snow associated with this from the Rockies up towards some of the Midwest. Well, that moves out, and instead of seeing a good push of cold air behind it, it's going to be a fairly weak push of cold air behind it. Say Friday, it looked like we might have a lot of cold air that moved in with a low that made just the right track across the southeast. But now it looks like the last system that we saw where the cold air is not going to be in place and the cold air may chase the precipitation, but that is never a good setup for us to see a significant snow. So most of this will be rain for the bulk of us. Here's 6 p.m. on Wednesday through Wednesday evening. We see the rain lifting northward. Now we may end up seeing a rain snow mix along the Virginia line overnight Wednesday night and into early Thursday morning. We'll pause it right there at 4 a.m. Most of the snow is on up into Virginia. There may be a time period in the morning where temperatures fall enough to see that change over to some snow, but the temperature on the ground is still likely to be above freezing at that point. So it's going to be very similar to our last situation where up near the Virginia line, we had a little dusting, maybe even a quick little slush on the roads, but none of it stuck around just because it was too warm. That's our current scenario. Keep checking back in case that changes, but that's the way it's looking right now. Here's a look at our snow potential on the European model, and this is a brand new run of the model. It's a little bit different. It is bringing a little bit more snow to the area, maybe up to an inch from the Triangle area northward and eastward. But look at the big difference here. This is a look at the American model, the GFS, and it's done the exact opposite. It's really taken the snow well away from us. And so, you know, we average that out, and again, it just doesn't look good. It's not a real solid pattern for us to see snow. We're going to see a warm up across parts of the region for tomorrow. Coming up in about half an hour, we're going to walk through who gets to see temperatures closer to 70 and who stays closer to 50. After that, of course, we're looking at some drier conditions Friday and Saturday and back to more rain on Sunday. So a very active pattern for us as we get through the next 7 or 8 days. Brian?
Elizabeth, it's 8:17 right now, and it just depends on where you are this morning as to how wet the roads are. This is a live look at the Morrisville area, 540 out at Highway 54. You can see where the roads are damp, but we're really not seeing what I would call wet conditions there. But take a look in Cumberland County, the Hope Mills Bypass out at Lake Ridge Road, especially there on the far left side of your screen. You can see where the trees there really reflecting off the wet pavement. Just a reminder that we are going to see this rain through the day, and you need to take it easy as you head out this morning and later in to the afternoon hours. Just getting word of a crash on the southeast side of Raleigh, Rock Quarry Road at Chelmshire Court. Now, this is different from that crash I showed you a little while ago on 40 eastbound at the Rock Quarry Road interchange. That now has cleared up, as have the delays. So a little bit of good news there. We still have that crash reported over in Cary on Cary Parkway at Rainbrook Drive, but the few delays I spotted on the sensors there already have cleared up, so I think that's well in the clearing stages. Elsewhere around the Triangle right now, our major routes are looking fine. Back to you.
Brian, thanks. One person is dead and another is in the hospital after shooting in Harnett County. The shooting happened on Connie Court, which is near the Anderson Creek area. We're working to learn more about the condition of the person taken to the hospital. The identity of the shooter has not been released. In Durham, three separate shootings happened in less than 24 hours. One of them was deadly. Police say a man was shot near Birmingham Avenue and Stadium Drive Sunday, and a man died in a shooting on Wake Robin Place. Then on Saturday, another shooting left one person hurt on Holloway Street. We're working to learn more about these investigations.
A seventh grade social studies teacher in Wake County has died. Lawrence Dean Nichols was in and out of the hospital for the past 6 years due to heart problems. His wife, Megan Nichols, says he recently had heart and kidney transplants. A GoFundMe page was set up to help pay for all of his care.
A Willington-based company is rolling out its own digital vaccine passport. Castle Branch is issuing real vaccination ID cards that can be used to verify a person's identity, COVID-19 vaccination status, and view their official vaccine documents. Currently, organizations, including the CDC, only issue paper forms as proof for the COVID-19 vaccination. The Washington Monument is closed until further notice. This is in an effort to protect staff and visitors from the spread of coronavirus. The monument closed back on January 11th for security reasons ahead of President Biden's inauguration. Outdoor memorials on the National Mall will still be open.
Since the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building, 38 U.S. Capitol Police employees have tested positive for the coronavirus. That's according to the Washington Post. There's no breakdown on how many of those employees were at the U.S. Capitol during the riot. The cases could include people who are not officers or would not have responded to the riot. New this morning, the former Marine who went viral for rescuing six dogs during Hurricane Florence is now facing charges in his role at the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Some photos recently obtained by the FBI show Ryan Nichols at the Capitol with a bullhorn and crowbar. He was also heard on video encouraging the crowd to get weapons. Nichols is from Texas and previously appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show, where she surprised him with a $25,000 donation to the Humane Society, along with a trip to Hawaii. Some security is being scaled back across Washington, D.C., but National Guard troops will stick around for now. According to the National Guard, roughly 7,000 members will remain in the D.C. area through the end of the month. 5,000 troops will stay through mid-March, helping with security, communications, medical evacuation, and logistics.
Durham police officers spent the weekend helping the homeless. In a Facebook post, the department credits an officer with bringing people together to help homeless people get through cold days and nights. Clothes, blankets, gloves, and snacks were all donated by officers, their family, and friends. The bags were given out to people in downtown Durham. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is expected to announce a run for governor in Arkansas as early as today. Sanders took over as press secretary for Sean Spicer during the Trump administration. Her father, Mike Huckabee, was the governor of Arkansas for more than a decade. After 14 seasons in the NFL, Greg Olsen is retiring. He was originally drafted by Chicago in 2007 before being traded to the Panthers in 2011, where he went on to play nine seasons. Olsen was a three-time Pro Bowler and key member of the Carolina team that reached the Super Bowl in the 2015 season. He will now join Fox as an analyst.
Still hugely popular among Carolina Panthers fans. Well, UCLA gymnastics scored a major victory over the weekend in the season opening win against Arizona State, but that's just part of the story. It included a floor routine from Nia Dennis that went viral. The Bruins star scored a 9.95 out of 10. In an interview, Dennis said the routine was as much a mission statement as it was a reflection of those who came before. The opening song was Kendrick Lamar's DNA, which the rapper contemplates his culture. The closing song, Tupac's California Love, was a shout out to Los Angeles, Renee.
You notice the little stepping that she did there, too. That was kind of a tip of the hat to her dad and also to Greek life as well. Mm-hmm. But last year, she went viral for another fantastic routine. That was to a Beyonce mix. So. Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's no stranger to the limelight, right? And also, Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles tweeted her approval of that performance. So good for her.
Yeah, it takes one to know one.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, Triangle Restaurant Week is back. It will feature deals at more than 30 local restaurants. You can enjoy two or three course meals for as little as $20. In response to the coronavirus pandemic, the Restaurant Week specials also include takeout. Find out more about Restaurant Week on WREL.com. Just search Out and About. More sites will open this week to help get vaccines to the most vulnerable population. The information you need to know if you would like to get a shot.
And this is a live look at RDU International Airport. In our next half hour, we'll share the new travel restrictions going into effect today to curb the spread of coronavirus here in the U.S.
number one source for news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
It is 8:26. I'm Renee Chu. We begin with our wet and dreary weather. Here's Elizabeth Gardner with where the showers are.
That's right. We're seeing some of that rain really starting to lift on up from the south and west back into the Triangle area. It will continue to move up across our northeastern counties as well. But already down south, we're seeing that next band moving in, making for wet conditions around Fayetteville and back over across parts of Moore County and Hope County, starting to lift back up towards Sanford, Dunn, Smithfield, and Goldsboro as well. Here's a look at Andrew, starting to see more wet conditions there. That rain starting to pick up there. Town by town, our temperatures are mainly in the low 40s and will stay there through the afternoon. If you're about to head out to walk the dog, make sure you have a towel handy when you come back in for those wet paws.
8:27 right now as we check traffic this morning. We're going to head out to Apex for a look at US 1 at Highway 55. The roads are damp around the triangle, but we're really not seeing very wet conditions. But of course, that's going to change a little later this morning as we head toward lunchtime. We have a few crashes, one on Rock Quarry Road at Chelmshire Court, an earlier crash also getting cleared up right now from Kerry Parkway at Rainbrook Drive. The good news, though, is that your major routes are all looking pretty good. No delays this morning on 40 West through Garner. It's a smooth ride through South and West Raleigh right now. And in Durham, we're looking good in both directions on the Durham Freeway, 85 and I-40 also clear. Back to you.
Thanks, Brian. Today, a Raleigh man is expected to appear before a judge. He's accused of secretly placing a camera in a woman's restroom. 64-year-old Lynn Honeycutt has hosted an annual drive-through Christmas light display at his Fieldstream Farm property on Old Stage Road. Deputies say a worker on the farm found a camera in a floor heater in the restroom. A beloved Wake County School staff member has died from COVID-19. Amy Desiremore worked part-time at Apex Friendship High School. She had not been on campus since March. Her family says they have no idea how she contracted the virus. We'll have more news coming up next on Fox 50.
WRAL News on Fox 50. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back. It is 8:30. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. We want to take you right outside right now and give you a live look at the WRAL Storm Tracker. Our photographer, Jamie Munden, behind the wheel this morning. He's currently driving around Tryon Road in Raleigh. And you can see he hasn't had to use his windshield wiper in the last hour or so. That's because we have a break in the action from all these rain showers, but a lot more rain coming. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
I'll tell you what, when you see Jamie driving around during our noon newscast coming up in a few hours, it is going to be wet, wet, wet. Take a look at where the rain is right now. Starting to see it really picking up down around Hope County and Cumberland County. Beginning to pick up a little bit, too, in the southern part of Moore County. More of that rain coming. And some showers, just very light, for say, from Sanford to Lillington and Goldsboro. But right around the Triangle, it's fairly dry right now. All this rain to our south and west will be lifting northward all the way to the Virginia line over the next several hours. So no matter where you are, that rain is likely to start picking up here anywhere from the next 30 minutes to 2 hours, depending on where you are. Goldsboro seeing some showers right now. Durham is fairly dry. It's damp in Wake Forest as well as up around RDU, but not seeing much rain falling there at the moment. Of course, there is definitely more to come. Our temperatures are chilly, 36 in Roxboro, 40 in Rocky Mount and Wilson, 43 in Southern Pines, and 42 degrees in Clinton right now. We're going to see those temperatures staying chilly all day. More rain lifting in across the area. Pretty soggy across the area during the lunchtime hour, and that continues until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. By 5 o'clock, still some lingering rain, but a lot of that is north and east at that point. Some light scattered showers on through the evening. Our temperatures stay chilly today, low 40s around lunchtime and looking at mid 40s for highs this afternoon. Our best chance of rain, it lasts until about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon before it begins to taper off. We have more in our forecast tomorrow, though. I'll show you the timeline coming up in just a few minutes.
Turning now to coronavirus coverage. This week, there will be several vaccine opportunities for residents. Chatham County is opening a vaccine clinic today, but it's appointment only. More than 400 people are scheduled to receive their first dose in Pittsboro. And then over in Halifax County, officials will start reaching out to people to set up appointments for their second doses. This is to help prevent any long lines.
A beloved employee at Apex Friendship High School has died after a battle with COVID-19. This is the first known employee from Wake County Schools to die from that virus. WRAL's Leslie Moreno joins us live from Apex Friendship. And Leslie, what a devastating loss for her family and that community.
That's right, Amy. Desire Moore worked at this high school you see here behind me as a part-time media assistant. Now, students will be back in, will return to class remotely for the first time since Miss Desire Moore's death. Her daughter sharing these pictures here with us, saying Miss Desire Moore loved working with students and it was her calling. Olivia Desire Moore, her daughter, says her parents stayed home as much as possible and wore masks when they did go out. I do want to read you a quote here from the principal at Apex Friendship. It says in part, quote, "We loved Amy so much. She was such a lively, helpful, loving soul to our teachers, staff, and students. She will be greatly missed." And we are told by the district that the last time Miss Desire Moore was here on campus was back in March. Reporting live in Apex, Leslie Moreno, WRAL News.
Today, President Biden will sign a series of executive orders, and one includes travel restrictions. The ban would prevent most non-U.S. citizens from entry if they were recently in South Africa and parts of Europe where new strains of COVID-19 have been identified. He'll then turn his focus to American workers and businesses. President Biden's executive action will ensure that the federal government is investing taxpayer dollars in American businesses. These investments will help create union jobs. Now to a live look at the U.S. Capitol. Today, the Senate will formally receive the article of impeachment. Tomorrow, senators will be sworn in as jurors, after which both the House managers and defense will have time to draft legal briefs. Once those briefs are drafted, preparations for trial should begin the week of February 8th.
This morning, the Harney County School Board of Education will consider how the pandemic could affect the calendar for the rest of the semester. Board members holding a virtual work session that begins at 9 o'clock this morning. The meeting comes a week after the district allowed some students to return to the classroom. Grades kindergarten through fifth on a four-day schedule. Middle and high school students will be on an A-B schedule. Coming up now at 8:35, celebration continues this morning for Chiefs and Buccaneers fans. The two teams will face each other in Super Bowl 55. The reason this matchup is historic.
And a popular music venue is closing its doors for good. A local band explains why the Maywood was important in the community.
Welcome back at 8:37. For the past 4 years, restrictive immigration policies made it very difficult for foreign students to study here in the United States. That is now changing, and a Raleigh school is set to reopen its doors to international students. We're joined this morning by Alice Guillaume, the dean and executive president of the Schema Business School. She'll explain what the school is doing to welcome more students. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
Listen, what has the last 4 years been like for the business school, knowing that it was so difficult for exchange students to come to the United States?
It was a difficult moment for our international business school and for the business school in general, because you know that our programs are based on exchanging students. So it means that it was tricky because we were not able to have a lot of international students and international exchanges. So it was complicated, but I think that today it will be better.
Tell us a little bit more, for people who are not familiar with the Schema Business School, about how that program works with international students.
Yeah, Schema Business School is a global business school. It means that Schema has French roots, but has campuses all over the world. For example, in the U.S., we have an American campus, and this campus is welcoming approximately 1,000 students each year. They are coming from 74 different countries, and they are very, very happy to study in the U.S., as you can imagine. And our programs are, we offer programs from bachelor to PhDs, and so students, they can come for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years, depending the program they want to get. And it's absolutely fantastic for them to study in the U.S.
Yeah, and you know, we've been looking at some numbers over the years, $41 billion per year. That's how much money international students contribute to the U.S. economy. When you think of that, how beneficial is it for the U.S. and some of these foreign countries?
This is, you know, you are talking about the impact of business school, and it's very important to measure this impact and to go beyond only the money that we can get from this this mobility. What is certain is that when a student is coming to a country, or for example, when an international student is studying in the US, for example, during the curriculum, he is able to have links with other American students in the place where he is. So he has a kind of roots there. And it is very important for him or her when they are coming back to their country to keep these links very active. And for example, this is an impact for the business. In the other side, you have the impact of multiculturalism, which is very important when you want to become a global citizen, a citizen of the world, as students aspire to be today. It's very important to be exposed to different culture, and then you can build this link based on multiculturalism. So it means that you can be at home worldwide, and it is very important because you can measure after the graduation, you can measure the impact of this this study tour during the years after, because students, they want to as they are created these links, they want to continue to have business partnership. So the business links is very important. The culture is very important. Of course, the openness and the open-minded is very important. And for sure, the direct impact of family and students for the university.
We are living in a global world. At least Guillaume, with the Schema Business School, affiliated with NC State. We so appreciate your time this morning. Renee?
It is 8:41. Yeah. Today, the set of a TV show will turn into the site of a vaccine clinic. The reason some health officials believe this will be a game changer in the rollout process. Plus, Super Bowl 55 is set. We hear from Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady on what they're looking forward to during the big game. Here are the winning lottery numbers. Carolina pick 3, 0, 6, and 5. Pick 4, 8, 6, 3, and 2. Carolina cash 5 numbers 2, 21, 33, 37, and 40.
Welcome back at 8:44. You're looking live at the camera from Dick's Park. Of course, you can hardly see the Raleigh skyline in the distance because of low-hanging clouds and everything else that's going on out there. It's just a dreary day. Lots of rain ahead. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRA Severe Weather Center. I like to call this a warm bowl of soup weather.
Exactly, yes. Matter of fact, I was just thinking about, what am I going to make for dinner? Yes, I think I have something in the cabinet to make soup. I'm going to drag that out for sure. We do have more rain that's down to the south, affecting our southern county. So really, you know, everybody is south of Wake County. So Moore County, Lee County, Harnett County, Cumberland County, Moore County, Lee County, I already mentioned those, Wayne County, Johnston County, all seeing some rain. And all of that is going to be lifting northward and pressing eastward across our viewing area. So we've had a little bit of a break around the triangle the last couple of hours, but all this rainfall is starting to lift northward, and it'll be here most likely by about 10 or maybe 11 o'clock in the morning, depending on where you are. So expect the rain to stick around. The temperatures remain chilly in the 40s pretty much all day. Tomorrow, a whole different story. Less rain, but a warm front moves in, and that's going to bring us a wide range in our temperatures. A bit of a roller coaster ride as we start off cool, but part of the viewing area will see a big jump in the temperatures. Some folks in the 50s, some in the 70s, and we'll walk through that, and I'll show you who has the best chance of seeing the warmth. And then Wednesday night and Thursday, we're still watching that potential for a little bit of wintry mix in our northern counties. One of the models still holding on to that potential. The others are, you know, kind of letting that go. So a wide range in the computer models right now. I'll tell you, looking at the pattern, it doesn't look like a good pattern for us to see a significant snow. Temperatures are chilly this morning, though. 35 Henderson, 38 in South Hill, 40 in Wilson. It's 42 in Durham and Siler City. We head down to the south. It's 43 in Fayetteville, 41 in Sanford and Smithfield. And this is where we'll sit for most of the day. Big system out here that's going to continue to push rain into our area through the rest of the day today. Lots of thunder and lightning. Some severe storms down here across parts of Dallas, Oklahoma, and moving on into to Arkansas. Most of that severe weather stays away from us, but we'll start to get into some of that more unsettled, warmer air by the time we get to tomorrow. Look at today, lunchtime. Temperatures are still sitting in the low to mid 40s. We'll be here all day. Temperatures will hold steady, but precipitation begins to ease up a little bit. We'll pause it at 7 o'clock in the morning. Low 40s to the north, but getting into the mid to upper 50s down south. So temperatures almost warm up overnight. At lunchtime, looking at 50s still in, say, Roxboro, but mid-60s for Fayetteville, Clinton, almost Southern Pines, and we'll continue to warm up. We may see temperatures approaching 70 in our southern counties while we stay in the mid-50s in our northern counties. Now, where that line ends up, are we going to be at 60 in Raleigh? Or are we going to be at 67, 68? Well, who knows? That line is going to bump up and down, and right now we think we should climb into the 60s, but this is a high bust type forecast, meaning, you know, that line moves a little farther south, a little farther north, and all bets are off. So we'll be watching that closely for you tomorrow. How much rain this week? A half an inch to an inch or so. Best chances today. But then, of course, we get back into that chance Wednesday night and Thursday. Those amounts likely to be a little lighter and really up near the Virginia line for the most part. We dry out a little bit Friday and Saturday, but we're back into a chance of showers again on Sunday.
Elizabeth, thanks. Today, a Raleigh man is expected to appear before a judge. He's accused of secretly placing a camera in a woman's restroom. 64-year-old Lynn Honeycutt has hosted an annual drive-through Christmas light display at his Field Stream farm property on Old Stage Road. Deputies say a worker on the farm found a camera in a floor heater in the restroom. Honeycutt is charged with a felony count of secret peeping.
Now to the Netherlands, where rioters who opposed a coronavirus lockdown attacked police and set fires. Hundreds of people torched at least one vehicle and pelted police with rocks. Officers responded with tear gas and water cannons, arresting at least 30 people. The nationwide lockdown in the Netherlands will continue until at least February 9th. Australia, meantime, approving the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The country plans to administer shots next month. The goal is to begin with 80,000 doses a week.
Welcome to the Live Center. I got some brand new information coming in from Wake County. The county's distributing $1 million worth of COVID-19 relief to 53 different local arts organizations. Now, United Arts oversaw this project to make sure that all of the money, every dollar of it, went to arts programs and artists themselves, trying to support them as they try to weather some of the hard times and hardships that they're going through. Money's intended to make sure that the arts community not only survives this time frame, but also is able to thrive into the future. And the backers of this say that the local artists do, of course, help make Wake County a diverse and dynamic place that we all live in. Back to you.
NC State has identified a COVID-19 cluster on campus. School leaders say several cases are connected to the business school on Centennial campus. Everyone connected to the cluster is isolating or quarantining. We're working to learn more about how many cases may be involved and what steps the university is taking. A popular Raleigh music venue has closed its doors for good. The Maywood has been around for 8 years and is well known for featuring rock and heavy metal bands. Before that, it went by another name. The last show was in March when the pandemic forced the venue to close. Last week, the owner announced that closure would be permanent. Joseph Bursey with the local band Suppressive Fire explains why the Maywood was so important.
They book other bands and give people chances to come out there and play the first gigs constantly. So the venue itself is by far was the most important venue in Raleigh for heavy metal in, I guess, the whole Triangle area.
There were fundraisers in support of the Maywood, but not enough to ultimately save it.
A TV show set will be used as a mass COVID-19 vaccination center. Take a look. The British Museum doubles as the set for the hit series Peaky Blinders. It will now be a center where up to 1,000 people will be vaccinated a day.
Super Bowl 55 is set. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will take on the defending champs, the Kansas City Chiefs. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes led his team to victory over the Buffalo Bills with a dominant performance. He threw three touchdowns to help secure a 38-24 win. The Chiefs will look to be the eighth team to win back-to-back Lombardi trophies, the last being, oh, guess who? Tom Brady, when he was with the Patriots in 2003 and 2004.
Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me.
Home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL history, I think, puts a lot of cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing.
I love how Mahomes is like, his 150th Super Bowl, that old guy. It's his 10th Super Bowl for Brady. Still, though, the game is in 2 weeks on February 7th.
It seems like he's been in 150
right?
Super
yes.
Bowls. Listen, former network anchor Dan Rather weighing in on football. He posted this tweet saying he wanted to find non-political opportunities people can agree on and ask followers their favorite game snacks. The options were pretzels and chips. Rather prefers Fritos. What about you, Renee?
Definitely chips. Mm. I don't like Fritos, but it was interesting. Dan Rather followed up with this tweet. He says, satisfaction is realizing you helped get Fritos trending on Twitter. Now if I could just find some Dr. Pepper to wash it down with. So that'll start a whole other debate.
I prefer hot wings, actually.
Always. A lot of news in the entertainment world, including the release of the Godzilla vs. Kong trailer. David Daniel has that story and more in our Hollywood Minute.
It's a battle royale in the first trailer for Godzilla vs. Kong. The mythic adversaries square off in a titanic tussle spurred by unknown forces with the fate of humankind in the balance. The mega monster mayhem erupts March 26th in theaters and on HBO Max.
I don't know why he came all the way up here.
There's nothing left.
A Quiet Place Part 2 has moved yet again. The sequel to the 2018 horror hit was originally set to debut in theaters last March and was one of the first films delayed due to the pandemic. It was moved to last September, then this April. But with many theaters still closed, it now has a fourth release date, September 17th, 2021. Miley Cyrus is the latest performer added to Super Bowl Sunday. She's set to headline the TikTok tailgate before kickoff on February 7th. Cyrus will perform for 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers who will also get free tickets to the game. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Lots more news next on Fox 50. A message from doctors as North Carolina continues its battle with COVID-19.